Okay, we're having a look at Snapchat and Snapchat's parent company, slashing staff, scaling back investments in struggling businesses, all in an attempt to rein in costs following a slowdown in ad revenue growth. Let's get to the details on this and other similar companies. Alex Barinka, Bloomberg social media reporter, joins us. Alex, what do you make of this? And, you know, how struggling is this business? And is the business model here wearing thin?
Yeah, so I think that this is a pretty big deal for this company, and it's in a really bad year. Currently, the shares are down to the tune of 76% for the year. So clearly, there are not a lot of votes of confidence that they're after the right thing right now. So all told, in the news that came out today, as you mentioned, Snap is cutting 20% of its workforce. It's also killing a lot of projects that are kind of ancillary to its core Snapchat app. There's a flying drone that takes pictures. It's Snap Originals, these shows and series that it produced. They're basically culling anything and everything that is not in service of expanding its ad sales or bringing on kind of new meaningful revenue streams for the business.
So did this company become overly ambitious as a result of maybe a spike in business during the pandemic? Did they become a little self-deluded?
I don't know if self-deluded. I think it's part of the Snap DNA to kind of create quirky new products and really see what works. The problem with that is, you know, when investors expect those products to turn into money-winning opportunities, if you do see sales kind of take a huge decline like they did this year, that becomes a problem. Snap is in this interesting place where, you know, they're competing for dollar share from marketers' budgets against Meta's Facebook and Instagram, against Google and YouTube, against all of these kind of really big competitors where advertisers can put their dollars and have a really clear picture on the return on investment of those dollars. Snap's ad products are a bit different. Like, they have some videos and ads that they can put in between publicly posted content. You also can, as a brand, kind of build a bespoke lens, like a filter, to put in the app. All that's to say, it requires a lot of work, and these are kind of brand-type narrative activations that a lot of marketers might be killing right now. So, you know, back to your question, like, is it delusion? I don't know. Like, they think of themselves as a innovative product company, but it's clear that the company now is saying that they need to focus on where they really, you know, make their bread and butter in terms of the business.
Alex, also, I mean, we've got changes to Apple's operating system, and that's making it difficult for Snap's app and indeed also at the same time Meta and companies like that to track user activity.
Yeah, absolutely. So that change that happened in the iOS 14 update, we're about a year into that here. And what that did is to your point, make it much more difficult for social media platforms to basically track the effectiveness of ads on the platform. Snap also, you know, their head of, their chief business officer is leaving for Netflix. She's the one who oversaw ad sales. Her departments are actually getting moved over to a new chief operating officer who comes from the engineering department. It seems like them kind of marrying engineering with the ad sales could be a way to get them a little bit closer to some workarounds that they're having to find because of the changes to Apple's policies that made it much more difficult for them to, you know, gauge the metrics of success for the ads that marketers are paying for on the platform.
So are they dialing back on ambition to create their own content, whether it's some kind of show or series? Are they becoming less aggressive in that front?
Yeah, absolutely. So Snap Originals is something that was on the chopping block. This was something that's been around for a long time since the part of the Snapchat app called the Discover Explore page was around. These are the shows and series that Snap produces. It looks like advertisers and brands are able to still post these kind of, you know, longish form for social media videos, but their own content, that is one of the things that has fallen below the line and probably where some of that 20% of the workforce that's being cut is coming from.
Now, let's not forget also, Alex, here, that we've got so many entrants now, TikTok, Netflix, Walt Disney, all coming up with ad-supported streaming streaming of video. Now, that's just really taking up more and more of the pie. It's the pies remain the same. There's just more people competing for their share.
Absolutely. And Snap is getting a smaller slice. You know, you mentioned TikTok. I cover their U.S. operations for us here at Bloomberg. TikTok goes after kind of the same customer that Snap does. Snap has historically really won this younger teen and 20-something customer and really kind of at least owned the reputation for that market here in the U.S. in particular. TikTok swept in with a really kind of sticky, engaging app and frankly with a lot of advertising tools and ad slots that are more valuable to some of these advertisers. So whether it's the battle for young users or the battle for the folks who are paying for the attention of young users, they definitely have a lot of competition, particularly from TikTok with on that pie, which is, you know, as we said, shrinking in these kind of uncertain economic times.
Alex, very quickly, does the board still have confidence, do you think, in CEO Evan Spiegel? Very quickly, 20 seconds or so.
Evan and his founder have 99% control. So if they have confidence in him, it seems like it, but they have a majority of the voting control of that company.
All right.
I'll let you decide.
All right. Thanks. Good stuff. Alex Barranca is Bloomberg's social media reporter joining us here on Daybreak Asia.